So here we are, beginning of a new academic year, extremely exciting time. All the students out there with visions of great things in their future. It's wonderful to be here on the Urbana campus, and I would at this time like to ask our chancellor, Robert Jones, to offer us a welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning. It's a pleasure to welcome all of you to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign today. As was stated, we're in the second week of classes, but all you have to do, as Chairman just said, is to stop outside and see how much energy and how much excitement the return of our students brings to this university. This is the first time for me to experience many of the opening week traditions since I didn't start at this university until the latter part of September. So there's still very much a sense of wonder and amazement at the great return of our students this time of year. And so it's just been very, very exciting to have the opportunity to welcome our 7,500 new students as a part of new student convocation, and to be on the quad last week, a week before last, and to see this massive humanity of 10 to 15,000 first-year students and students that are volunteering to present an opportunity for these new students to get engaged with their student organizations. It was truly one of the most amazing things that I've observed in my nearly 39 years of involvement in higher education. While the official fall numbers are still not finalized, as President Killeen has indicated, I can tell you we're still very much excited about the quality, the size, and the makeup of our incoming freshman class. We're going to be very, very close to the record year that we set last year for new students. And once again, we see very strong representation from Illinois residents, so we're very pleased with that. We'll also see, again, a very diverse class, and we'll once again welcome one of the largest number of first-generation college students in the history of the university, and those are things that we care greatly about. I thought I'd spend most of my time today continuing the theme that we actually started last night with the viewing of the film about the quotes over the last 150 years that kind of have really encapsulated a very clear indication of how this university has evolved and the impact that it's had over the last 150 years, and clearly provides a context of what we must do to make sure that we continue to remain a preeminent institution for the next 150. So I'm going to just spend a little bit of time talking about some additional sesquicentennial update issues for you. I think, as you all know, this entering class is joining us during our sesquicentennial celebration that we launched last February on the date of the legislative founding of this university. This fall marks the 150th anniversary of the arrival of the first 77 students to this university 150 years ago. The celebration is a landmark celebration, and it was not the kind of thing you can just celebrate in the month of February and then move on. We made it clear that this would be an ongoing celebration and will continue for this entire year. It includes some events around the country, around the campus, but around the world as well. We're holding receptions for friends and alum and legislatures and government agency leaders in Washington, D.C. at the end of September. So I'm excited to remind our constituents in the nation's capital about the significant role this university has played in research and policy for the country. We're also working on planning another series of sesquicentennial receptions for friends and alums across the world in China in November or December. We think it's going to be the latter part of November. I've also had the chance to visit mainland China and Taiwan last year, and I can tell you the enthusiasm and excitement of our alums regarding this university was just absolutely amazing. We're still in the planning stages, but we also hope to arrange for celebratory events in Hong Kong, Beijing, and in Shanghai. There are three other up-and-coming sesquicentennial events I'd like to call your attention to this morning. In April, we will be near the commencements. We will be advancing and planning the commencement ceremony, which will be the official ending to our sesquicentennial celebration. And just before commencement, however, in April, we'll be holding the sesquicentennial research symposium, which is a big idea that has been advanced by our vice chancellor for research. We envision this to be a three-day event featuring all different types of symposium that really highlight our interdisciplinary research around several societal themes, and all of them designed to help stimulate and to help have in one place, in one location, an opportunity to showcase this university and a leadership role that we've played in across these different thematic areas. That will be a single opening and some joint sessions that will bring people together at the start of the event, and then several days of scientific presentation, cross-disciplinary discussions, and hopefully will be an opportunity to bring scholars and researchers together in a new and a different way from around the nation and from across the world. It really is a chance, as I said, to showcase this university and to highlight and remind people that one of the things we are known for is our collaborative scholarship and research that is second to none in the country and in the world. A lot of people try to be collaborative. It's a way of life at this great university. We're just about to release the second in a series of three commemorative commission books as a part of this celebration as well. It's called An Illini Place, Building the University of Illinois Campus. It traces some of the history of our place and our architect and our planning process. The author is Lex Tate, a name that I know is familiar to some of you here. It follows on last winter's book, An Engine of Innovation, that we presented as part of the rollout of the sesquicentennial. Both of these books are being published by the University of Illinois Press, and Illini Place should be available on the shelves or a bookstore and other places in just a couple of weeks. So we look forward to being able to present you with a copy of that book at some point in the future. I'm also very excited to invite you to join us on September 20th for the premiere of a short film entitled A Campus Home of Their Own. This is a special film project that evolved out of the sesquicentennial celebration, and it was specially commissioned to tell the story of how the local community came together to house and support African-American students in the 1930s through most of the 40s. While this university has always prided itself as a land-grant university, and we have been very proud about our ability to provide open access to students from all walks of life and allowed African-Americans and anyone else to enroll and attend this university. And that is one of the things that we are very, very proud of. Notwithstanding that great tradition, there was a point in time where we were admitting students, but we did not provide the housing for them to stay during their studies here at this university. A Home of Their Own is a short film that tells the story of the community members and their critical role that they played in making an Illinois education accessible for these students. It also highlights the contribution of Albert Lee, the university employee who started out as a messenger for the president, but became the advocate and mentor and support system for these students outside of their classroom. His efforts have earned him the unofficial title as the first African-American dean of students here at this great university. I've seen the film, and it does a very masterful job of telling the story of how our community plays such a pivotal role in the history of this university. One of the goals of the sesquicentennial was to allow us an opportunity to critically and thoughtfully look at the history of this university and then use that knowledge and that insight to help us guide our planning and to frame our path for the next 150 years. Sometimes that means looking at parts of our history where we were perhaps not our best moments. But this short clip is an important story of the University of Illinois, and I'm very proud of the way we tell the story in this film. And you will all be receiving an invitation, but I think we've put at each of your places a card this morning with a link to a private preview of the short film, and we certainly encourage you to take a look at that if you're not able to attend the opening event. So in closing, let me also say that we like to extend our congratulations and a formal welcome to Dr. Stuart King, the newest member of our Board of Trustees. Dr. King, it's a pleasure to have you as a two-campus alum of this great university, and to know that you've been charged with helping to guide and lead this university in the future.
Thank you.
So thank you for accepting the responsibility, and we look forward to working with you in the months and the years ahead. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That ends my report.
Thank you, Chancellor Jones. And on behalf of the entire board, thank you very much for your kind hospitality here.